the top dog himself, Hanford Dixon, with us now, as he always is here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Hanny, how you doing?
I am good, Vic. A little bit warm, but other than that, I'm not complaining. I'll take the warm weather instead of the cold any day.
Yeah, I think we're set up for a nice Memorial Day weekend. The end of the first week of OTAs happened on Thursday, yesterday. So as we look forward to what's coming, before we look forward to what's coming up, I'd like to look back a little bit. It's only 3 days, Hanford, but the first 3 days that the rookies and the veterans were all together and working on the field, and I know it's a work in progress, but you got the sense at the end of the third day that this is feeling a little more like a football team, like this group where it is still some newcomers, and yeah, people are still trying to probably don't even know each other's names fully, especially the rookie players, the veterans knowing the rookie players. But I think the fact that they worked together for a few days now, you get a better feel for each other.
Well, no question about it. I mean, when you look at this whole thing, and Vic, I go back to last year. What a big disadvantage we had last year. I mean, obviously, what I mean by that, we had the new staff coming in,
yeah,
and we didn't have the OTAs last year, and didn't get a chance to work, and that's so important, and that's why I'm so excited about this year, because what happens is, just like you said, the guys get a chance, they all come in together, they get a chance, first of all, to meet each other, and this is where everything starts to gel as a football team. And in the OTAs, obviously, I thought the head coach, Sherman, said it best. Here, a lot of guys, I mean, there's a lot of things they do well, and there's a lot of things they don't do well.
Right.
And here, what they try to do is, obviously, they want to get better at the things that they do well, but the things that they don't do well, they want to try to get those things going and improve on those also. And this is where you start to know your teammates and get a feel for how they play the game and where they're going to be. Obviously, you know where everyone's supposed to be, but where they're going to be. Give an example. At defensive back, the corner and the safety. I mean, I can usually could turn around and look at the free safety. We knew each other that well, okay, to know if I could do something and know whether or not he's going to be there to have my back. These are things that you just can't, that just don't happen. These all starts like I want to say in the OTAs. That's where you start to learn everybody and you become a football team.
And when there are rookies back there and say you're the veteran corner looking at the rookie safety, how long, I mean, what can a few days do in that process? Because you're looking to develop that same chemistry with this kid that you're going to have with your veteran teammate, because at some point you're together back there, injury, anything can happen.
Well, to give it, you have a guy like Patterson, for instance. Patterson is a guy that's he's been playing pretty much in the nickel,
yep,
on the slot guy, and not really playing the corner all the time. That's Shelton Brown's position. But you got those two guys, they're competing for that position. But while they're competing, for instance, you got a guy like Patterson can really get to know the safety, regardless of who that safety is. Obviously, we don't know who the starting safety is going to be. But, you know, depending on what the coverage is, you know where guys are going to be. You know, like, say, for instance, on a cover seven where you got to funnel the guy on the inside, you got to take him to the safety. The safety's got to understand and got to know that he can count on you to do that, sure, to know that you're not going to let the guy get on the outside of you. And that's where, through repetition, you keep doing it, you keep doing it, you keep doing it, and you do your job the way you're supposed to do in that corner. And then the safety knows that he can count on you on certain little things. And I use that as a little example.
Sure.
But it means a lot to come in here and have these organized workouts so you can get to know each other. And then you start to gel as a football team.
I've heard a couple of veteran players remark about what's going on in the meeting rooms and how they're paying attention not only to what they have to know and hear from the position coaches in their respective spots, but paying attention to the rookies in the room and how they are taking in this information, how connected they are, how much they're paying attention, what kind of questions are they asking, what kind of notes are they taking. And it's interesting to me. I know everybody's got to kind of mind your own business, so to speak, or take care of your own business is what I mean, not mind your own business as much as take care of your own business. But it's curious to me that these guys are looking around to make sure that the newcomers are into it. And I want to take you back to your playing days. And you, I'm sure you went through this at various points of your career, or every year when a newcomer, when you were a veteran and newcomers were in the room, and what you're trying to see, what you're looking for.
Well, I could tell you this. I remember back in 1981, for instance, and obviously a long time ago. I'm dating myself there a little bit. But you know what I'm talking about. And when I first came in and we had our first mini camp, it did not take me long to realize that this was a different ball game, that I was in a different league, that I was not playing at University of Southern Mississippi anymore. And the way I understood that, the way I learned that, is exactly what you said, by the vets, the veterans in the room. Because, Vic, these guys and their approach to the game is totally, totally different. What happens soon as you come to the NFL, it is a business. It is you are with not just guys your own age. You're talking about men that are in the room, men that this is their livelihood, this is their job. Everybody will let you know that we're here for one reason, and that reason is to win a championship. And we're going to do everything and devote all our time and all of our attention to doing just that. And in order to do that, you have to be the best that you can be. And in order to be the best that you can be, you have to be prepared for every single game. And preparation is the key. And it didn't take me long to understand, once I came into the NFL,
sure,
that preparation was the key. And I'm telling you, those veteran players, they are going to make sure that you understand that. And I'm telling you, just like what you said, in that room, and that's why they're looking at those guys.
Yeah, I like that it matters to them. I think that's a good sign. I think that's as important to me as, again, seeing the best pass that Brandon Whedon can throw, or the best run that Trent Richardson can make. Hanford Dixon is joining us, as he always does here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You wanted to make another
point.
Well,
and I was going to say, as you and I have said earlier, it's a different walk around here now. It's a different beat. Expectations are different,
yeah,
around here.
Feels
right now.
Different in the
Feels
building.
Feels different, yeah, in the building. And you and I have talked about that, and that's just the way it is.
Yeah, no, I fully agree, and you can see that every day. And I heard a couple of members of the staff, both the coaching staff, personnel staff, just commenting on liking the look of what they have. They, at the end of those 3 days, by yesterday, they were taking it in and saying,
"Look like, you know, a football team."
It looks like a football team. It looks like a bigger, a more athletic team, in a lot of different ways. Because yes, you're adding youth, but you're adding size elements. You're adding speed. I think every year that you're adding youth, you're getting faster as a group. And then the rest of it all is, okay, what kind of skill level do you have? And look, the biggest spotlight we know for this entire week, the thing that got the most focus, especially when the practice was open on Tuesday to the media, is the quarterback position. And that was the day also that Colt McCoy met with reporters fully for the first time since the selection of Brandon Whedon as a quarterback, since really finding out that, okay, there's someone else here to take his job. And a lot's been said about how he's handling it, and how he should or could handle it going forward. I wonder, from your perspective, at what point, you know, how many days or weeks or whatever have to go by to where this becomes, maybe the potential is there for the controversy, for within the team, for people to have thoughts on, okay, who should our guy be, as a player who's you know, knows locker room politics as well as anybody could. How does that work?
Well, what happens, Vic, is I've always, and every guy in that locker room, understand that competition is healthy. I mean, competition brings out the best in all of us. And as athletes, professional athletes, that's just the way we think. You know, Colt, I have to give him a lot of credit, because he understands this too. Colt is going to handle this like a professional.
Right.
He knows what's going on. Brandon Whedon understands what's going on. The best guy is going to get the job. Now, you ask me, how long is it going to take for all the players and everybody to say who they think is,
yeah,
going to start? The cream rises to the top.
They just see it on the field.
You could just see it out there. Yeah. The cream will start to rise to the top. One of these guys will make a move. One of these guys will start to take over this football team. And I think what is great, both of these guys have shown their leadership ability already, but the cream will rise to the top with one of those guys.
And it's interesting you put it that way, because I think that's exactly right. And it ties into what Tom Heckert said earlier this week in Akron when he made the point about saying that Brandon Weeden was drafted to be the guy, no question, and that the expectation is that he will be the guy. But the cream hasn't risen to the top. I think he's allowing for that to happen and wants that to be the case. But just because that's what your expectation is doesn't necessarily mean that'll be so. I think there's great confidence in the judgment of Whedon's talent and so forth within the hierarchy of this organization that it will work out that way. But you're right, for everybody to be aboard with it, it has to be seen. You just can't force it upon
people. And I'll give you this real quick. I keep referring back to when I first came in the league. I was a first-round draft pick, but I also understood that they were not just going to give me that job.
Yeah.
I had to earn that job. I had to earn my team's respect. And when I came in, obviously I was a little awe, looking at the guys that I have watched on TV and all this time. But see, what you have to understand, too, as a rookie, the veteran players are excited about you coming in here. They're looking at you, too, because what they're saying is that guy's going to help our football team. We hope that guy helped our football team. So it's both ways. The excitement is both ways. So that's why it's good everybody come in and everybody get to know each other.
And I really respect the way both men particularly are handling this. Colt McCoy saying this isn't about me versus Brandon Weeden or Seneca Wallace or anyone else. It's about the Browns becoming better. He's saying the right thing in that regard. The team. And I don't think you can go wrong when that's your position. And if you stay consistent with that, which Colt McCoy said he would. And Brandon Weeden, for his part, is also handling it the right way with his comment.
Another thing I've learned, the team is bigger than anything. The team is bigger than any one player. Football, you win as a team, you lose as a team.
Great stuff. Hanford, thank you so much. And we will talk again next week.
My partner, thank you. Always a pleasure.
He is Hanford, the Top Dog Dixon, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily. It's driven by Liberty Ford. It is brought to you by Madden NFL 12, EA Sports. It's in the game.